You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars
Taylor! Every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Well, it is Friday, May the 20th, 2022. Rick, I was just told some big, beautiful news about...
Big news! Jazz hands!
Yeah, about the station. Just. This is hot off the presses. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I think you're underselling it, though. I got a little taste of it.
What do you want me to do?
I think you got to pump this thing up.
I just said I got big, beautiful news,
no,
right? Hot off the presses.
This is bigger than big, beautiful
All right, then
news.
You know what? Then you promote it the way it needs to be promoted. You set the stage, and I will give the information. Or maybe you, who has no reads again today, can do all of it.
It's a heavy. I thought I had a heavy day today, but apparently not.
Apparently not.
So maybe because my reads are just so beautiful that it's tough to... It's
so
tough to afford.
They're so beautiful they don't give you any?
Yeah, it's just tough to... It makes them worth more when I actually do them, I think.
My jib is beautiful. Why don't you take some reads off my plate? Why is it never, as a teammate, you stand up and you're like, you know what? Rothenberg has 15. I have none. Give me some.
RJ, why don't you do me a favor? Send me some of Dave's reads.
RJ, can I... I'd like to choose a few. 612. O'Reilly Car Care. Give that to him. 625. Straight Talk Wireless. Silver. Give that to him. 712 Straight Talk Wireless cutting. Give that to him. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Blah 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 blah. We did some discussion. Give him three. Can you handle three?
I can handle as many as you want. Give me them all. How about that? Just give me all of them.
You know what? I don't think you could handle it.
I can handle all of them.
I don't think time wise. I don't think with a clock. I don't think you could handle it.
We're presented by Progressive.
You want to drive today?
After yesterday's observations / DHIF clock massacre, I can do whatever I want today on Friday.
You want to drive?
No.
I don't want to drive.
I didn't want to drive yesterday back and forth to Bristol, but I did. You know what? I did.
You're like Miss Daisy. You can't drive. You need someone to drive for you.
Yes. It's exactly what I need.
I'm the Morgan Freeman of this show.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Do a better job of teasing this big news.
I have big news hot off the presses.
I like the hot off the presses because that's true. I mean, that's the commitment to the listener that our big boss wakes up at 4:30 to tell us this news.
In a dark room, though.
I need you to sell it.
Notorious for rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
Stop it. Don't you dare say that about Ryan. Ryan's our fearless leader. So we go on the Zoom call every day. I pop on the Zoom call. I have a dark screen. Ryan Hurley in the dark on the Zoom call. Guys, big news. Big, big news. And how am I doing? Okay?
Good so far.
Okay. So like, what, Ryan, what is it? We have on this very station, the K-Show today, us on Monday. Let's see. What would you say the biggest event going on in New York right now is? In all of New York? What
in
do you think it is?
In all of New York. I would say it would have to be the New York Rangers.
It's a great guess, my friend. Today, during the K-Show, Rangers tickets.
Oh, no.
Rangers, beautiful, gorgeous Rangers tickets. Monday, our show, the same. That's right. Games 3 and 4, who has you covered? only 98.7 ESPN. What more need I say?
Nothing. That's it. Sunday, you get a nice tidy 3:30. I don't know how you beat that. I mean, you said it best. I mean, who's got you covered better than this station right now?
No. And I will say this. I will line us up with any station across the country with Hockey Talk. Any station.
I don't even think that's a question.
It's not a question.
I'm doing research yesterday. I'm asking Torts questions, Cali, former captain questions about what the Rangers need to do, what they were doing. Just grinding.
How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
It's
yeah, no,
Hushka.
We can break it down. You know what? No one would even be able to get to Hushka. Is it Huska?
There were shows not even leading hockey yesterday. Coming out of a Rangers game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In New York?
In New York.
Those are not real shows.
I'm just saying.
So if they're not leading hockey, they're certainly not giving away Rangers tickets for Game 3 and Game 4.
No. There's no chance.
Shestyarkin? There's certainly not.
He was,
you know what? My Russian barber told me that's how you say his name.
Well, that's how you might say it, but I don't think that's how they're choosing to say
just
it.
Andrade Idolo. He's not on the Rangers.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you pronounce that.
You know what? That's why you're going to do the reads.
I'm the Morgan Freeman of this show.
The NHL playoffs, by the way, are craziness. Just absolute craziness.
Tampa Bay, they're going to win the cup again.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I mean, I hope the Rangers, like the players on the Rangers, are watching Tampa play hockey. I was talking to Torts about this yesterday because I actually said to him, and you'll love this because I brought you up.
So what did he say? Well, you bring me up and he knows exactly who you're talking about.
Yes. Well, now we've been working together so long. He knows exactly who I'm talking about. So I was asking him, I said, we took a lot of phone calls on the show about the third period. Mm-hmm. And Dave, he's like, oh, how's Dave doing? I said, he's doing great. Dave also said that
that's not true. I wasn't great yesterday. I was in a bad mood.
Not like that, though. Like, he just in general.
Like, overall, like family, life.
Yes, how's Dave, okay. The kids, yeah. Like that stuff, right? Because I share my life with him. So I asked him. I said, well, Dave was a little concerned that they sat back in the third period. He's like, no. Carolina finally found their game. They made some line adjustments. We actually had Rod Brindamore on yesterday. And that's how Carolina plays. And you weathered the storm early. Had a chance with the empty net, and then, ultimately end up losing because Aho scores that late goal. By the way, awful change by Strome. Bunch of different reasons. But then we were talking about there's an art. Like, it's you don't just naturally just get into situations like this and be able to close out big-time games. Like, you need to learn how to do that. And when you watch how Tampa plays, Stamkos diving. It's your captain. Diving all over the place, blocking shots. Like, those little things that Tampa does was what makes them so special, that everyone's all in fully committed. Because you can't, it's just not just 40 minutes. It's not, it's not 52 minutes.
Yeah,
it's
got to be a full 60. You got to finish it.
Well, look what Florida did last night. They wet themselves. Less than 10 seconds in that game, and all of a sudden, well, let's chase Kucherov behind the net. Dummy.
How about that pass, huh?
Oh, dude, I mean, there's no excuse for that, though. You cannot make that mistake.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of people were not sold on Florida.
And Kako can't miss that open net. Like, you can't.
No, you can afford to do that against Arizona, right? Like, there are teams in this league that you can afford to blow opportunities, not in the playoffs and not against teams that are at least as good, if not better than you.
Exactly,
you have to
right.
Bury those opportunities.
On the road, especially on the road where the team has been, Carolina has been lights out on the road.
They're undefeated.
I mean, at home.
Right. With the Rangers on the road. I knew what you meant, right? Yeah. They're undefeated. So, I mean, we'll see tonight. Now, how do you feel about this? 8 o'clock start tonight.
It's too late.
You don't like it?
I don't love it. It's too late. I don't love it.
So we're looking at, you're looking at, this is going to go till, 10:30, 11.
You
and
have
that's
to have
if it,
darkness of the heart. Darkness of the heart.
That's if there's no overtime, too.
Don't even say that. Why would you even put that out there?
What do you mean? I mean, it's a possibility.
Yeah, but here's my problem.
I tell you right now, overtime tonight, you take it?
Yeah,
right
well,
now.
Yeah, of course I do. But
all right,
here's my
so
problem.
There you go. So it's not like I'm jinxing anything.
Well, no, but I have no rooting interest in this series, right? I mean, I just enjoy good hockey. So, I mean, even if I'm, exhausted, can't keep my eyes open, all of a sudden I'm getting playoff overtime hockey. I can't turn that off. How could you turn that off? There's nothing better than that.
I understand, but you just physically, I don't think you'd be able to make your way all the way through that. Certainly you're not going to make it through the Calgary-Edmonton game, which starts at 10:30.
Dave, I pulled a quad muscle getting out of bed yesterday. I'm falling apart slowly. I don't know if I make it to Monday. How about that?
What do you mean? You mean I have the show by myself on Monday?
You'll have the show maybe on Monday.
With all the reads and everything?
All the reads.
And the Rangers tickets?
Rangers tickets.
All to myself?
All to yourself.
Is there any way we could give away the Rangers tickets to a listener, but not really give them away, and I keep them and I go?
That wouldn't be nice.
No, I don't think it would be, but it would be good
for me. I don't think
me.
It's good for your health. No, I don't, because I think you should go Sunday, because I don't think it's good for your health to go during the week. We saw what happened. I mean, you had no voice.
2 days, no
naked
voice.
Ladies.
We almost lost you.
Two days.
We no almost voice. Lost you.
But that's a game seven. Like, all the rules out the window for a game seven.
We'll go to underground casino parlors.
No, but it'd be no different, though. I know it was game seven. You're right, and you win the series. But if all of a sudden now you lose tonight and then win Sunday, and you're at game four to tie the series up at 2-2, that's a humongous game.
Humongous game.
I mean, you're headed right back to Pizza Suprema, and then God knows where after that.
Yeah, it's true. But RJ, voice of reason, always brings me back to reality. Anyhow, the news is today, K-Show, Rangers tickets for game three. Monday, this very show, Rangers tickets for game four. So it's all on the table. A lot of hockey discussion. Game two tonight, right here, 7:30, 98.7.
And by the way, ESPN. Later today in the show, around like what 7:15-ish.
Okay.
We're gonna give away a chance to pitch for the Mets if.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
We really have great giveaways on this.
Great
station.
Giveaways. It'd be a tryout, but it's still. I mean, it's an opportunity.
What was the kid's name yesterday? Holderman.
Yeah, it's a real chance for you to get into that rotation.
Oh, as a starter, we're not gonna start you in like a mop up role. Right away, you can start.
No, we're feeding you right to the wolves. You're in.
I don't see it going well.
No, I don't either. I don't see it going well. I didn't see the 6 to 8 weeks from Max Scherzer either coming. But
no. How about the question now? Do you expect to make your next start? That we played yesterday, he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, did a good job. Did he do a good job of underselling? He's like, I don't think I really tore it. I could feel that twinge.
The guy, I mean, it's 6 to 8 weeks. That's a long time.
I told you, man, obliques suck when you do
that. Do I have obliques?
Probably under there somewhere, yeah. You're getting close to having obliques.
Like what is it, in the side here?
Yeah. Side, like right around your
rib cage?
Yeah. And then you can actually do damage. Like we had a guy on the Islanders I play with that did damage in between his ribs, and he missed some time because of that.
That's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
So I don't know if you felt like this. Learning that news yesterday during the game, I needed the Mets to win that game. I don't know why, but I did. Lead back to seven. Philly loses to the Padres. I needed the Mets to go out there. And upon learning that news, being home against the Cardinals with right now your best pitcher on the mound in Chris Bassitt, I needed to find a way to win that game. Escobar said no, and Alonso said yes. That to me, I don't know if you felt the same way, was an important win for the Mets yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't know if Escobar makes that play anyway. Even if it doesn't fall out of his glove, I don't know if he makes that play. But anyway, I mean he had a couple errors yesterday. But I will say this. Had they lost, especially how it was shaping up to lose, so I have no Max Scherzer for 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't know, is that 6 to 8 weeks before he can start throwing a baseball again? Or like with rehab and everything else?
I think the expect, and maybe I'm wrong, the expectation is that he'll return to action in 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So I
could be wrong. I don't know. Well, that's what I thought. Now you're getting me nervous. So you're telling me he might not throw a baseball for 6 to 8 weeks?
No, I can't imagine it'll be that long.
No, so he's going to miss 3 months?
Okay, let's say 2 months. All right, so we're missing him for 2 months. So I get that news. And then on top of that, Edwin Diaz, who's been lights out, has now decided to blow a save.
Couldn't throw a strike yesterday.
Have we lost that way? And Alonso didn't come through with the walk-off two-run home run? Yeah, I would be in a serious way this morning.
So you agree with me that for some reason was game 40. It was a monster game for the Mets yesterday.
Yeah, because this is more of. I feel right now today, and I'm I can't even tell you how happy I am that they won. Like the Yankees fan felt in the first week of the season, like here we go again. It's like, oh, I mean, the DeGrom news, and then we have McGill, and we got McCann, and we got May, and now Scherzer. It's like, okay, well, enough. Like, we have to keep, like, and it was more of the same with the Mets, though. Like, how the whole injury stuff goes down. Ah, you know what? It's just, I think I just had a twinge. Let's see how the MRI looks. And then the twinge turns into, oh, yeah, it's mid to severe. Yeah, so he'll be out severe. 6 to 8 weeks.
How about that? We're led to believe yesterday. We play sound from Scherzer. We're led to believe, no, it's not that bad.
Yeah, maybe a start. No idea right now. I got to wake up tomorrow and get an MRI tube and see the exact nature of what we got here. So it's foolish to even think anything.
Yeah. Well, foolish to think anything. We shouldn't be so foolish. We should think that it's going to be extended. And if it's not, then we celebrate.
Then we celebrate. We just hold our breath until they get out of the tube, and then we find out what it is.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rangers tickets on the K Show for Game 3 today. Our show Monday for Game 4. So we are, we're the ticket factory is what we are here on 98.7 ESPN. So here's the good news. Is that, I mean, there's nothing good about not having, you could argue, the best two pitchers in baseball. But as you wake up on May 20th, knowing that you're not going to have, I mean, you could have DeGrom back before you have Scherzer back. But either guy for probably 6 to at least 8 weeks, you have a 7-game lead. That is, and I know it's early, that's a legitimate lead. That's not 2.5, which can be gone immediately. You're a pretty decent team. You don't have your rotation is it's fine now. It's not good. It's passable. It's okay. That's a pretty big lead, 7 games.
No, which is fine. And I'm also going to choose to be optimistic here. I'm going to look at it. I mean, because I think what you're trying to tell me is you have a 7-game lead, and the goal of this team of ownership in Buck is to win a championship. So now we'll go blessing in disguise. Max Scherzer, who, I mean, 37 years old, dealt with dead arm last season, at the biggest point of the season. Now, maybe that's less of a concern because he's going to miss 2 months here.
That's correct.
But I think a Met fan would tell you, well, look what happened last year, Dave. Look how the wheels fell off last
but
year.
But I will say this, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. It's different. Okay, I'm not saying you're not going to scuffle. It would make sense that you would. You're without 3/5 of your starting rotation, right? In DeGrom, Scherzer, and McGill for an extended period of time. But I don't think that they curl up in the fetal position like last year's team and just and they just fall apart. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. But, I mean, guys are going to have to step up now. That's what's going to have to happen. Because
and you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to score some runs now.
Yes.
Like Escobar, it's time. McNeil's been phenomenal. Lindor, it's time. Alonso's been phenomenal. But that lineup, which, you know, there are nights that they kind of rely on that starting pitching, you're going to need to score runs now. And like you mentioned yesterday or the day before, the upcoming schedule is daunting. Tread water and get me into mid-June.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have to be a confident group in that clubhouse, right? Like, you guys can step up. We keep saying that it's different. Everything we hear coming out of the clubhouse is, I mean, they asked Lindor this yesterday, is he going to have to step up? And he said, you know, yeah, obviously I'm going to step up, but I don't have to do it by myself because it is different. Like, having Buck, you know, the moves that we've made, this does feel different inside this clubhouse. So, there's the belief. And you mentioned Alonso and McNeil and what they're doing. Canna's been good. You'll get Marte back here. I mean, Lindor's been, I mean, the last couple games, he's been good. Escobar hit the ball a couple, you know, I think three times he hit the ball hard yesterday. So, like, they're, you know, this is a good team. They play good baseball, but, I mean, in moments of adversity like we're in right now, the bullpen's going to have to step up.
Yeah, everyone's going to have to step up.
It's going to have to be a group effort here.
And you don't have to have a seven-game lead when it's all said and done, right? I mean, if it falters to three or four, fine. My point is at least you have a semblance of a cushion right now.
Yep.
You know, it's not like you have no pitching and you're two games back. Seven games is a big number.
Seven games is a nice number. I still have some questions, though. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to make a move. I mean, this team is a win now team.
So if
I could make a move now, I would probably make a move now.
I heard yesterday, apparently they've already done some scouting and spent some time on Montas with the A's. Castillo and I don't even know how you say his name. Is it Mail or Mally or whatever?
From the Reds.
Yeah.
So. Because again, I think there is, like, every Mets fan right now, I think, should be trying to be as optimistic as possible. But I think there's a little piece of you that looks at what happened last year and how things fell apart and gets a little bit nervous, which I think is fair. I think it's fair.
I agree with you. I think it's fair as well. But it does feel different. Here is Buck. On not having Scherzer for, let's be fair, an extended period of time.
Well, very much like we did with Jake, with DeGrom, and like we did with Trevor May, and like we've done without James McCann and Reed Foley, and probably missing a couple that you can remind me of. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for guys like we're talking about bringing in here. And got some guys that will meet us in Denver and try to hold the fort. And we got some rough estimates about when we'll start to get some of these guys back. But usually the baseball throws you another curve somewhere along the way. You just keep ducking and dodging and see if you can get to the end game.
I think it's funny. It's just like we've been able to do with Reed Foley.
No, I know. Well, he's just trying to, he's trying to include everybody, make you feel part of it. Yeah, we miss you too, Reed. We miss you.
Yeah. Did we really, though?
You know what I don't understand, though? Well, I do understand why they do it, and I'm sure I would feel the same way if I was the player I'm going to mention. But, I mean, with the National League having a universal DH now, right? Like, I mean, that's something that you should, as a team, I would imagine, like, take advantage of having a universal DH. Pete Alonso's the perfect DH, and I get he wants to play first base, but it's like, okay, so he's pretty good at first base, but he's not great at first base, but he's a great hitter. And then I got a guy who sits on the bench, who clearly wants to play, has talked about wanting to play, who's a really good first baseman and not quite as good a hitter. And I'm going to put him and J.D. Davis at DH. Like, I don't you're not really utilizing to the best of your ability that position. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not getting the best like, you have the best bat, but not the great defense. And I have the not so great bat as the DH. Like, it doesn't, like, you're not getting the full benefit.
Here's the thing: if you're going to get a better version of Pete Alonso if he's playing first base,
and you live
Dom,
with it.
And Dom Smith is a wonderful defensive first baseman. Dom Smith, and I hate to be the one that has to say this, he hits for no power now, none.
Well, and it's also, though, I mean, you have to understand, too, that he's not, I mean, it's not like he's getting a bunch of regular at-bats here either.
Well, I mean, I know he's clamoring for time. Up until the other day when he had a couple of hits, he was 0 for his last 20.
I understand that, and I think he's in a tough spot. Do I like him, you know, coming out saying that he hopes he gets, you know, he wants to get dealt to a team that's going to play him every day? No, I don't like that, but I can imagine that's what's going on inside his head right now.
So what do? You just say next 2 weeks, Dom Smith's my first baseman, Alonzo, you're going to DH?
Well, no, because I don't think P would agree that. I'm just saying, like, I could, in my opinion.
So then what do you do?
Well, but you could have the best of both worlds because I got the great defense. And if I'm going to play him anyway, like I'm going to, like I want to get him at bats, I'm going to play him anyway. Well, let's take advantage of the fact that he's great defensively as opposed to, you know, in how good Pete is offensively. Like, if you're going to have him here, I guess my point is, if you're going to have him here, he's best at first base because defensively he adds
obviously,
something.
Yes.
Okay. So if, like, if we're not going to take advantage of that, then is he your best option as a DH? You know what I mean? Like, is he your best option as a DH?
No. No.
Is JD Davis your best option as a DH right now? Are you utilizing that position to the best of your ability?
Maybe not. I mean, maybe one or both of those guys becomes a trade chip, right? Maybe you bolster the bullpen by moving on from Dom Smith.
Or you find your starter now.
Or you go after your starter. Did you see the report from Buster Olney, by the way? That now, John Heyman said that he still thinks they don't trade him, but that make your offers to the Washington Nationals now for Juan Soto?
Well, dude, if somebody turns down $350 million, I mean, like, doesn't that say something to you?
Yeah, it sure does. I also saw the report, I think it was Buster, that the Giants will be all in on Aaron Judge.
Yep, I've heard that too.
Right?
Well, but that, again, this is, if you're Aaron Judge, you don't turn down $213 million without knowing that there's a couple teams that are going to be interested once you get to free agency. Like, that's what your agent's for. That's what you pay your agent for.
Especially if you have this kind of season, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of it. But, I mean, the reason why you feel comfortable betting on yourself is that you know there's going to be a market for you when you're a free agent. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Of course. If there's going to be no market, you might as well sign that deal.
Exactly right. Like, yeah. You take that 30 and a half a year.
All right, let's get to some of the calls. Let's start out with Rob.
Hold on, time out for a second. Just because this is, whenever we talk about this, I get so frustrated.
What's the matter?
Because it makes no sense to me. Like, why put yourself in a position where you're negotiating against other teams? If you're going to give him 7 years at 30 and a half, like, you feel good, that's a fair offer. And he wants, you know, I want, instead of 30 and a half, I want, you know, Gerrit Cole makes 36. Okay, well, all that is it's $5.5 million a year over 7 years. Like, it's like an extra, like $40 million over 7 years.
They don't want to do it.
But is it that big of a deal?
Apparently to them it is.
That sounds crazy to me.
Apparently to them. Or maybe they look at it and they say, as good as he is now, because he's phenomenal, right? Aaron Judge, I think you could argue he's the second best player in baseball. Clearly top five player in baseball, not even a question, right? Maybe their thought is he's great now. He's having an amazing season. We don't want him at 37 or 38, unless it's going to be a deal that is so favorable to us.
Yeah, but you're going to have Gerrit Cole at 37. I mean, you're going to have, you know, Stanton. I mean, you name it. I mean, LeMahieu. Like, you're going to have them here. So why put yourself...
It doesn't make any sense.
Why put yourself in a spot to lose him over $40 million divided by seven, you know, over 7 years?
Yeah. Listen, I don't understand why they would die on that hill, but that's the hill they're going to die on.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that $40 million over 7 years is going to kill you. Like, that's what's going to, like we can't make that up somewhere. Come on, man.
Listen, they it's different though.
For the guy that's the face of your, I mean, the face of your friend, one of the faces of baseball.
And a homegrown guy. And I agree with you. And I know we say this all the time, but it's like, I mean, I've paid guys that were not within my organization that kind of money. And now a guy within my organization that's that special, who's caused no trouble, who never will, I'm not going to pay him. Silly.
Well, again, he just watched you pay Gerrit Cole. He gave Gerrit Cole a nine-year deal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, can we play a piece of David Cohn sound before we get to the callers?
Over $39 million. $39 million.
Here's David Cohn, KJM,
so stupid,
saying Judge is making himself a lot of money.
He's betting on himself. He's very confident, and he's probably in his peak right now. And he is worth more than probably just about anybody. He's a top five, minimum top 10 player in the game. I think right now probably top five player. It's not easy. It's a short list. You know, Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, very short list of players that Aaron Judge is on. He deserves to be paid at the top of the pay scale.
He's going to get paid. And by the way, top 10? There's no way you could name 10 guys.
Oh, he said top five.
Top five. He's better than top five right now.
Okay. You're going to disagree with with Coney?
Am I not allowed?
I mean,
you tell me. So if David Cohn says something, I just have to fall in line? Well, David Cohn said it.
David Cohn, man. I mean, he's Sunday Night Baseball.
I get it. He's phenomenal.
Can we just have him, by the way? Can we stop this nonsense? What? Can it be Kay and Cohn, please? That's it. That's all I want. That doesn't seem like a hard ask.
For what, the Yankees games?
That's it. Just Kay and Cohn. That's all
you don't
I want.
Like Paul, you don't like Paul O'Neill?
I don't need, but I like, I don't need it. I did two-man booth, him and Cohn. Let Cohn have some like free range. Let him roam around because he can get I know he wants to be funny.
He is funny.
I know, but he doesn't have enough. When Paul's on with him, he doesn't have enough room because he's such a good teammate. He lays out. Kay and Cohn. That's Kay all I Cohn. Want.
All right. I'll make a call.
I want a double scoop of Kay and a Cohn. That's it.
Wow. I'll make a call. We'll get that.
Make
done.
A call, please.
Yeah. Tonight. White
RJ,
Sox.
Do some work for one.
And you know that you're going to the game and you're like, man, I feel sexy today.
Nice.
This is what we're dealing with.
That's funny. You're like, oh, I feel sexy today.
This is what we're dealing with.
So you don't appreciate Beltran?
No, I think he's all right. He's not Cohn.
Maben.
I think he's getting better, but he's not Coney.
He's not Cohn.
They have a good Coney. You can't, like, there's, you know this. You've worked long enough. We had Maniscalco on yesterday. You guys clearly have chemistry. Right, like Kay and Cohn have great chemistry.
Great chemistry. But by the way,
you got to take control of it.
I don't know how deep into the woods you got of listening to the Mets broadcast yesterday. Did you hear the story that Keith Hernandez told on the air?
Yeah, he hit an animal with his Tesla.
But did you hear what he said it felt like when he hit it? Like when he said, I was like, He said if he thought it felt like, he's like, I felt like I hit a bullion. I was like, oh, what? He's like, yeah, like a bar of gold bullion. I'm like, wait, what? And then Gary goes, maybe you should go back. But could you imagine comparing hitting anything to a bar of gold bullion?
Well, I will. In Keith's defense, though, he does do the commercials for the coin gallery.
I thought it was such a great analogy. I felt like I hit a bullion.
Oh, boom, deer. Oh,
how would you know what that felt like?
Right.
He's Keith Hernandez.
Hit a bullion. Just the word bullion is funny in its own
way.
Well,
he's, but that's why that booth is so good, though. You know what I mean? Like, that booth is so good because, you know, Ronnie's the Yale smart, intellectual guy. Gary's...
That's so good.
And then Keith is just, he just says whatever.
And it's like anything. Like, two weeks ago, he's telling you how he's almost scammed and they were going to turn his power off.
Yeah, but Keith is like, I mean, seriously, like, no joke. Like, I think the gold standard, right, for a lot of people is that TNT, the TNT pre and post with Charles and Shaq and Kenny.
Oh, the best.
And Ernie. But that's what, like, that Keith is like the Charles Barkley of that threesome, right?
A little tamer, but yes. Like, he'll go, you don't know where he's going to go.
You have no idea.
You know where he lives, by the way?
Yeah, he lives out in Sag Harbor, right?
Yeah, way out east in the Hamptons.
Oh, yeah.
Him what kind cat. Of trip is that to Citi Field every day?
I guess he speeds quite a bit. I don't know how long it takes him. So that's a nice trip.
That's a trip. Could you imagine you in that kind of traffic every day?
I don't know. Could you imagine driving back and forth to Bristol every day?
But that's not every day for you.
Oh, it's pretty close.
You did it, what, twice this week?
Twice this week, yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's not like that kind of party.
Let me ask you a question. Is Keith waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do a radio show and then driving out?
I wouldn't put anything past Keith. I think he does a wonderful job.
I think he does a fantastic job. I don't think he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning to do a second job, does he?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And then go for drinks with the team afterwards?
Listen, I don't know how you're doing what you're doing.
I'm having a hard time figuring it out, too. But let me ask you a question. Is this weird to you? So we had like a show, you know, just the whole show group, everybody went, you know, team bonding kind of experience. We went out for
That's
a couple
nice.
Of, yeah, we went out for, you know, a nice little lunch after the show at this beautiful new brewery, like gorgeous, like beautiful place. That food truck and it's nice. So I didn't notice. It's the second time I've been here. I didn't notice it the first time. So I'm in the bathroom, going to the bathroom. And I look over, and there's a full blown changing table in the men's bathroom.
Wait, for infants?
Yes. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I would if this would be where I would I would bring a baby to like hang out to hang
what?
Out
in a bar.
Yeah, where I have a couple of drinks. I don't know if that's the. If yeah, that's where I would
I think
do
that's
that.
Fair. So, but here's the thing, and I think this is disturbing. You're hanging out with them and not us.
It's on the way home though.
Oh, you know yeah, yeah. It's on the way home.
Yeah, I mean, this
yeah,
is,
no, I get it.
Well, but it's not all. It's also. Let's face it. It's not. I mean, I'm not being in a situation where I have to. I'm not rooting for. Like I'm not.
Here we go. Game. So you didn't go to the game because of rooting interests?
No, no, I didn't go to the game because I was taking care of my kids.
Okay, so stop with the you don't care for the Rangers and the whole rooting thing. All I'm saying is
that's
you,
not my
you
excuse.
You have two families. You have your hockey family and you have your radio family here. Hockey family gets Rick outside of work. Radio family here does not.
I wouldn't say that.
RJ?
It's the first time. Don't bring RJ into the conversation.
What do you mean? RJ showed
RJ's
up.
For the first time.
You know what? You've
plan.
Shown up no times.
Oh, but I've agreed to do other things that I was going to do, but RJ...
RJ showed up. RJ? How do you feel about this?
Now we've got to work on RJ's schedule. This is what we're doing?
Boy, you don't even know how I was going to answer. Just lashing right out. What if I had your back?
I don't think you were going to have my back.
Possibly.
I think you guys shared a moment at this Rangers game.
Yeah, you wouldn't even hug me.
I got to keep my distance from you.
Because you get all chubbed up when you hug people.
Oh, no. But
hard body the other night.
No, I mean, listen, I think there's something to you were already together and you got roped into it. So I guess, you know, Dave, I guess we've learned something. If by chance we all do get together, we need to capitalize.
Right after.
That all night thing that you're talking about, that's the most.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. we'll go all the way.
Yeah, while we have him, we have to go all the way.
Kidnap him.
Maybe.
And then maybe he'll tell us the story again. About how he has a teammate back in the day who was kidnapped who had to hurl himself out of a moving car.
I don't think you need to kidnap. You could twist my arm. I mean, if I had been at the Rangers game, I would have been your Huckleberry.
Good times.
You would have done damage with me in New York.
Oh, you take me for pizza first,
right?
Forget it.
That's right.
Forget it, because I mean that's game time now. Like, what do we have to lose? It's already 12:30. We have
who
nothing
says
to
no?
Lose.
I mean, I'm in such a giving mood. All I want to do is do nice things for my friends. I offer two guys pizza on me, and they both say no.
We were at a suite with all you can eat everything.
Oh my, Rick, uh-oh. You could have been in a suite with all you can eat everything forever.
Yeah, but that's not the same though. Yeah, that's sweet food. It's good food, but now we're going to. I mean, he's taking.
I'm offering you, hey, late night pizza.
Oh my goodness,
who says no to that?
Followed up by entertainment. I mean,
that's right.
It's almost un-American what you did.
I was eating burgers and wings, and I was good. I was good. You had me smuggling all kinds of things. I had to get out of there.
God's
the
sake.
Scene was hot.
Can we get to the calls? You want to interrupt me again?
RJ's walking out of the suit with his butt cheeks all clenched. With
calls. He's looking all around.
Mustard
they're
packets.
Watching me. I know they're watching me.
Did it all happen right. In Florida? A young man was arrested for smuggling mustard packets.
Cake pops and ketchup.
Well, you tried to set me up, too. I know you're trying to go to calls. We go to an elevator. Dave's like, oh, we'll just take this elevator. And no one's ever taken the elevator. He's very sure of himself. We get three steps towards the elevator. There's like eight security guards. You cannot go on that elevator. You tried to get... It was a sting operation. You tried to get me taken down.
You're such a buzzkill.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's 1 a.m.
In the background.
It's 1 a.m. It was time for sleep, okay?
I mean, such a baby.
I'm the baby. You before the show yesterday, not a baby.
I'm a baby. You're a baby.
Right.
I think what I did yesterday was understandable. I was heartbroken. I was angry. I was on almost no sleep, and the Rangers had, you know, soiled themselves.
Yeah,
I felt the way about it.
This is the place that you want to be complaining about those type of things. this is the platform.
I can't wait for the morning roast. I'm
you probably don't even have your morning roast yet. Yeah, because at 6:28... The roast will have snuck up on you, and you'll still be looking for something to roast.
No, I'm going to roast RJ. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, Dave, every other week. Dave, we're going over some. Make sure no one has duplicate roasts. Dave, what are you going after? I don't know yet.
You know what? It doesn't matter, because I won't be allowed to take a call anyway. I'll be like, let's go to Steve in Brooklyn. He's
calls,
on the
calls.
Roast. Wait, hang on. You know what? Aaron Judge, 7 for 213. You just pile on another 40. That's 6 a year. That's very manageable.
But that's not a great point.
Like you've made it like 45 times.
Oh, God. Now, see, this is what he's going to do. This is
the
what
three of you suck.
I'll mark it down. 5:52 on a Friday.
It's
Dave's in the corner.
It's 5:40.
Dave's.
I don't know if you're in a different time zone, but for me here, it's 5:42.
Did I say 42 or 52?
He said 52.
I meant 42.
He's coming unraveled.
Yeah, this is what's happening. He's in a corner. He's getting attacked by the show, and this is when he lashes out.
Exactly. Attacked by the show. You just said it. All right. You know what? From now on, if I want to take a call and you interrupt me, I'm going to run right through the stop sign. I'm taking the call.
All right. Listen, call your face off. Whatever you want.
I want to go to Rob. Rob in the car. Rob, good morning. I'm sorry that you had to hear that. Good morning.
That's all right. Good morning, gentlemen. I want to get to my Mets point, but real quick, I called yesterday and said the Rangers deserved to lose that game based on their third period strategy, and I was no sleep and tired. You guys are right. Kako buried that. The Rangers played well overall. They should have won that game, but on to the Mets. I don't think the Mets should make any changes. Carrasco's been pitching like he was back with Cleveland. Bassett's really good. This team's been really resilient. They're going to need their minor league chips to get some bullpen help, which we know they're going to need if they're going to, you know, win. So I think they should continue on with what they have. McGill will be back soon and see if this team's offense can come alive and you know, the pitching can step up a little bit more than they already have. They've been great. I think they should, you know, just stay with what they have and fight through this.
Listen, I don't think it's a crazy thing to say. Thanks for the call. When you look at what they have right now, Carrasco, Walker, Peterson,
Bassett,
and then it's going to have to be Trevor Williams. Now, you clearly don't love Trevor Williams, although he was very good last time out. But, I mean, can you make it six? I mean, when's McGill coming back?
I think he was on the 15-day IL, right?
So he should be the first one to return.
Yep.
So he comes back, and now Trevor Williams kind of becomes maybe a long reliever. I think you could buy time. I think you can. I don't think you're in a panic to make a move right now.
No, I don't think you're in a panic either. And he's right. Like, guys, I mean, the offense is going to have to step up. But I mean, I think that with what the expectations are for this team is, if you do start to scuffle a little bit, you don't have to wait.
You don't have to wait. No, and there are so many teams that are already done.
So many teams that are already done.
Cincinnati done. Tigers are done.
Can you imagine right now, me and you are diehard Cincinnati Reds fans, and we had to listen to our owner say what he said to start the season?
Well, I think you die inside.
And then they come out the way that they're playing right now?
No. No, they were 3-22? Oh. And now they're like 10 wins now? No, they're disgusting.
The level of hatred you would have for that guy as a fan.
Hatred. But I think what they do, they kill you is what they do. Like, they murder you in the first 2 weeks of the season, then anything after that, you're going through the motions as a fan.
Well, you don't even care at that point.
No. It's like the Giants.
Yeah, but at least you feel like the Giants owner's trying to, like, win, and he cares, not this guy.
So he's trying to win. So what's worse? I'm just going to lose, or I'm going to try to win, and I just can't?
I would say what's worse is just I'm going to be, like, I'm apathetic, and I don't really care.
Because
where else you going? Oh, great. That's nice.
You're locked in. There's no other option.
That's a nice team slogan. We stink, but where else you going?
That's right. We're god awful, but you know what? You have no other option. You can't even go to the Guardians because they suck also.
So what's this new restaurant slogan? Our food sucks, but we're the only place in town.
That's right. Our food sucks, but we're the only place with food.
Yes.
Right?
But we're the only restaurant in town.
Let's go to Tom in Manalapan. Tom, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Tom?
One question for you guys. It's about the Mets. But first off, you guys said you guys were going to do open tryouts for pitching. We could also do open tryouts for the Yankees in left field because anyone could hit better than Joey Gallo.
Hicks? How about your boy Hicks right now? Holy.
Oh, he's not much better. So any outfield position except for center and right. So any
outfield position except for center and right.
Yeah.
So pretty much left field. Yeah.
So left field. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My question for you guys with the Mets is, you guys went into the season with, you know, limited expectations, this and that, but...
No. Hang on. What do you mean limited expectations?
Well, you guys said this year it's not, you know, like win all, or, you know, you were expecting to compete in the division, do good, this and that, but...
It's not World Series or bust. No, it's not World Series.
But that's not limited expectations, though.
No, you guys seem like still kind of hesitant, but now you're fully into it once the season. But, you know, once you start spending big money, this and that, like, honestly, when do you guys think that it's going to be the Mets time where it's going to be like what the Yankee fans look like when you spend big money, then it's big money or bust kind of situation for the Mets? Like, next couple of years, you think it'll take? Or
yeah, I think in the next couple of years. Again, the Yankees have gotten to the precipice and fallen numerous times. The Mets started out with the best record in the league for months last year and finished below 500. Before we can run, we got to be able to walk a little bit.
Well, last time I checked, has Billy Epler come out and talked about winning not just one championship but multiple championships?
No.
Okay.
But to say that we don't have expectations, just because we're not World Series or bust doesn't mean we don't have expectations for the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing, though, too. And I'm sure that, you know, as we get closer towards, we're so early on in the season. But, I mean, if we fast forward, you know, this Mets team is going to win the division. And, you know, we're sitting here talking about, okay, I got DeGrom healthy, Scherzer healthy, Bassett healthy. You know, offensively, we're all intact. Like, of course your expectations would change, too, at that point.
And they're going to make moves. They're going to add to the bullpen.
Right. So, but, I mean, if those three at the top of your rotation are healthy, going into the postseason, yeah, I mean, I would expect big things, wouldn't you?
I like my chances against anybody. Now, again, I still am not going to sit here and tell you it's World Series or bust, but there's no reason that this team can't win the World Series if they're healthy at the right time.
Yeah, exactly right. But we didn't go into the season talking about, you know, if this team doesn't get to a World Series. Or they, I mean, the Mets haven't been talking about this. The first year of Buck, right? Like, I mean, this is a step towards that with the amount of money we're spending. And I'm sure, I mean, Steve Cohen wants to win a World Series.
Of course,
do whatever
does.
It takes.
You see, he tweeted yesterday. He said, "I'm at my son's graduation. What? But I'm getting blown up here on my phone. Let's go, Mets."
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Like, that's your toy, and like that's your hobby.
No.
Like, this is not like Max Scherzer's, like, my parenting is my hobby. Like, so, hey, you know, what do you do for fun? What do you do for fun outside of work? Oh, I own the Mets.
Oh, yeah, right. I own a $4 billion baseball team. It's great fun.
What are you going to do today? Well, I'll probably just swing down the clubhouse, talk to Buck, see how the players are doing.
And do whatever he wants.
Maybe take some
BP. Do you think you could rile Buck at all? Like, yeah. I haven't heard Buck riled one time.
He does a fantastic job with the media.
He's phenomenal just keeping his composure, keeping his cool.
Did you see Dwayne Sutter the other day with the media after that 9-6 win?
No.
He was hysterical because he's like a defensive-minded guy, right? Like, he wants to play like a really structured system, and they give
up 6 goals.
Oh, what did he
say? Like, I told my guys we got to score like 7 to 10 goals tonight?
Yeah. He's like, I was told the Dallas series was boring, so before the game I told my guys we got to score like 7 to 10 goals, make it more exciting for everybody.
Yeah, and they sure did. Game 2 of that series tonight. And Colorado finally lost a game.
Yep. I told you that was going to be a good series.
Yeah. Sure is. Let's go to Pudge in Queens. Good morning, Pudge.
What's up, boys? Good morning. I got two little points. First point is Pete Alonso. What a stud this guy is, man. Hitting for average, power, early MVP, NL MVP candidate, in my opinion. Let's go Mets. And the second point, I got to put my foot in my mouth. Last week I called, said Gerard Gallant didn't have the Rangers ready after we got shells. We rolled off the wins, got the job done. Hats off to him, man. Did a great job. Let's go, Rangers.
Good call. Good, solid call.
Well, multiple, I mean, there's a reason
points,
why he's up.
Quick in and out. Good job by him.
I mean, there's a reason why he's up for Coach of the Year, right? They had
sure
a really
is.
Good season.
Sure is. So what do you have? You have Vezina, Hart, and Jack Adams.
As far as what?
As far as having a finalist. Pretty impressive.
It's really impressive.
Pretty impressive. So Mets this weekend in Colorado, and then they go to San Francisco. So you'd like to have a nice weekend in Colorado before heading out to the Bay, I would think.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, obviously it's not great news with Scherzer and everything else, but I mean, control what you can control. You won a big game big game yesterday afternoon. In awesome, an awesome fashion. You go out to Colorado, take care of your business, and then you're playing a good San Francisco Giants team.
What does Pete have the most RBIs in baseball now, right?
Yeah, he's got 36.
30, that's a lot of RBIs. So I think we're right there at the quarter mark, right?
We are at...
They're 26-14?
26-14.
Yeah, so that's 40 games, so they're a quarter of the way. So he's 36, so he's on pace for like a 144+, right?
Yeah, he's having a. Pete's in a good place right now.
You know what I love watching him hit? You're going to know because you know me well. You know what I love when I watch him hit now?
What? Did he almost get hit in the face like every.
No, yeah, no, I love that. I love that's that he almost takes a ball to the helmet every time. No, awesome. Come on. About his hitting, the way he hits right now, what do I love about it?
That he goes to right field.
There you go.
Yeah, I know that.
Love it.
But they all do now. It's a whole different approach. I mean, look what happened. Look what they did. That's the amazing thing, right? It's like, you know, the way McNeil struggled last year as opposed to what he's doing this year. Like how, like just how coaching or like whatever he's being told, how quickly it could screw you up. And then it comes in this year, things change, and he goes back to being the Jeff McNeil that everyone, that he should be.
Oh, he's terrific. I mean, I'll tell you this right now. If you told me big spot, I need a hit, I think it's McNeil one. Maybe yeah. Nimmo two.
Yeah, but McNeil, I mean, he's, dude, his hand-eye coordination is, he made a nice defensive play. A couple of nice defensive plays.
Oh,
and
that throw?
Yeah.
That was a very nice play.
In left field.
Yeah, very, very nice play. All right, so at his current rate, I guess RJ has done the mathematics. Current rate, Alonso will finish the season 40 home runs, 144 RBIs, 97 runs scored.
It's a nice season.
But a little more, because we're basing this off 160, and they're going to play 162. So maybe a scooch more than those numbers. Nice season. 40-144?
It's a nice, nice season. I mean, isn't that what you expect from him, though?
Yes. That's the upper level of what I think is realistic from him, though.
Upper level, yeah. I agree with you. But, I mean, I expect him, as you know, as we move along with him, to be one of... I mean, he should be one of the premier power hitters in the game.
Absolutely. He has so much power.
Oh, it's great. Like watching him in the home run derby, it's like he's just like he's built to do that.
Well, that home run yesterday?
Majestic.
I mean, that's 450 feet.
Smashed it.
And I love his reaction. Love it.
I wonder if Peter thought he looked scared yesterday in that big moment.
How does Peter say something like that?
He opens his mouth.
Did Alonso look scared?
Yeah, the other day, remember?
You know, I know. The at-bat against the Mariners on Sunday, right?
Yep.
No, I know he said it, but I don't understand how you could say that he looked scared. Do I think it was a good at-bat? No. But scared? Not for a minute did I think he looked scared. Why would he be scared?
He's not scared. He was over-anxious. He was excited. He wasn't scared.
That's a very bad take.
That's an horrendous take.
He looks scared. Yeah, awful. No, I would agree with you. He didn't look remotely scared yesterday when he hit that 450-foot blast. Scared.
This Mets team is fun, though.
A lot.
I do. I really enjoy watching this team.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's turn our attention to the Yankees. You know what I love? All the Yankees do is win. They lose a game yesterday, and it feels like the sky in some ways is falling. Stop it. 1-800-919-3776. Don freaked out.
I cannot wait to hear this.
You heard it? You heard it already, though?
No, I saw the video.
You never heard it?
No, I only saw the video this morning.
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought that Don needed to be institutionalized with the way he reacted.
I don't want to hear you.
He took a microphone and just started bashing it into his head.
I hate you people. I hate them. I hate them.
I told you on a conference call, he freaked out.
I couldn't. I the one call, I'm on time for every call. They use this software that I've never heard of before. I can't get onto the call. I pop onto the call and everyone's texting me on the side. Were you on when Don went crazy? I'm like, no, I missed it.
Look, he's banging his head against the mic.
It's like a child. If Rocco did that, you'd be like, Rocco, come on, time out. And Don is banging his head against the microphone. We'll
Look,
hear
he's
that
banging
rant.
His head against the mic.
We'll get into it. And Michael's so used to it, it doesn't faze him. Look, he's banging his head against the microphone. Again.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.